بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to warn the people by means of the Qur'an, to convey the message of the Qur'an to the people, and specifically الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, those people who fear the resurrection before their Rabb. And yesterday we had mentioned that this includes the people of Iman, those who genuinely fear and know that they will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also includes those who do not have Iman, the disbelievers, who deep down within their hearts also have fear that perhaps there is life after death and perhaps we will have to answer for our deeds in this world. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to convey this message to each and every person. And as we know, in the early days of Islam in Makkah Mukarramah, the community of Makkah Mukarramah was very much a caste-based community. People were classified in accordance to their lineage, in accordance to the families that they had come from, in accordance to which tribe they belonged to, or in accordance to the level of their forefathers, etc. So you had the upper class of society and you had the lower class of society. And many a times the upper class would not like to be seen associating with socializing with the lower class. And this was how it was in Makkah Mukarramah, as we find prevalent in many communities, although the teachings of Islam are completely contrary to this, but nevertheless, this had carried over from the days of Jahiliyyah, from the period of ignorance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system was such that those people who were the first to accept the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or what we would say, the lower class of society, the poor, those people who did not belong to any prominent tribe or family, Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, Khabab ibn al-Arat, Sahib Rumi radiallahu anhu, these names have been mentioned. These were people who belonged to perhaps tribes that were not so prominent. Some of them were foreigners. They had come into Makkah Mukarramah and settled down there. So the Quraysh of Makkah, the prominent ones, had mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, listen, you have these so-called lowly people around you, and we can never be seen associating with them or frequenting the gatherings that they frequent. So this is a deterrent now, and this is stopping us from accepting your message. And perhaps if you chase them away and you ask them to leave, then we will come close to you, we will sit with you, we will listen to you, and we will then become your followers. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam briefly thought about this. The narration mentions that the thought went through his mind that perhaps I ask these, the lower class people, or these poor sahaba radiallahu anhum, perhaps I ask them to leave my gathering for a short period of time, temporarily. And the only reason for this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's desire for the iman of the people. That perhaps I ask them to leave, and these prominent ones can come, and they will then, this will become a sabab, a means of them accepting Islam. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chastises him that وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَةِ. Allah says, do not chase away those who call unto their Rabb morning and evening, desiring His pleasure. In other words, you should not ask them to leave your gathering, you keep them with you, and do not give in to what these prominent leaders of the Quraysh want. And here Mufassirin explain that what greater honor can there be for these poor sahaba radiallahu anhum, these who were regarded as downtrodden, as weak, as the lowly ones in society, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself here is approving their sincerity. That yuriduna wajha, their ibadah, their dua, their salah, whatever it was, is done sincerely, desiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not coming for any worldly motive or any worldly gain. Because these Quraysh had also passed the comment, they had said that perhaps these lowly ones are coming to you because of their poverty. So when they come to you, they will find food, drink, and you will take care of them financially also. So there's no sincerity in their actions. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the stamp of approval that yuriduna wajha. These sahaba radiallahu anhum, they desire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, ma alayka min hisabihim min shay'in, wa ma min hisabika alayhim min shay'in. That you are not accountable for them in any way, and they are not accountable for you in any way. In other words, you do not need to now have doubt regarding them, that perhaps they are not sincere, and perhaps they are coming for this reason and that reason. You are not accountable. They are coming to you, they are outwardly accepting your message, and they are following the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you have to accept this. فَتَطْرُدَهُمْ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ It should not be that you chase them away, and then you become from the ظالمين, from the unjust ones. Of course, it is inconceivable that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would commit zulam, oppression, but what is meant here, as Mufassirin have explained, the principle that hasanatul abrar sayyatul muqarrabin. Those things which are regarded to be good deeds or acceptable deeds by average people, those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard these to be sinful actions. In other words, simple example generally that is given, a person does not wake up for tahajjud salah, so this is nothing sinful, he will not get any guna, any sin, he has not done anything wrong. Allah will not become upset with him, displeased with him. But somebody who is very close to Allah, high-ranking, pious person, for him he will regard missing tahajjud to be a sin, to be a crime. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of his high level and his rank عند Allah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although this would have been done with sincerity, with the intention of bringing these other people closer, but Allah rebukes him, Allah chastises him immediately, that you should not make a mistake like this, because that would be unjust for a person of your stature, for a person of your rank, to chase these people away, this would not be correct. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ And thus did we test some people by means of others. In other words, we made these so-called lowly people a test and a trial for the leaders of the Quraysh. That they will now look down on them, they will think themselves to be superior. لِيَقُولُوا Resulting in them saying, أَهَاؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا Are these the people who Allah has favored? From all of us, Allah chose these people. As we find people saying, somebody gets some bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the thought goes through the mind, that how did this person receive this bounty? He is an average person, there's nothing special about him, and perhaps I should have been the one to receive this bounty. So this was the very same mindset these Quraysh had, that aha'ula, these lowly ones, they've got no prominence in society, they do not come from any noble family, any noble background, but Allah has favored them, so we cannot follow in their footsteps. So Allah says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ Is Allah not most knowledgeable regarding those who show gratitude? In other words, Allah knows those who will accept His message, those who will make shukr to Him, those who will be thankful to Him, and it is Allah's decision that He has chosen these people to accept the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From this we understand also that Islam came to abolish this type of mindset that a person's worth or a person's honor is dependent on the family he comes from, the background he comes from, the lineage that he enjoys, or the tribe he belongs to. Rather, in various other verses of the Quran, ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that a person's true status and honor is based on his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may have previously been an unknown person. We find the case of Bilal radiallahu anhu, for example. He was a person who nobody would have given a second look in society. But he was given the honor of being the muadhin of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, many other sahaba radiallahu anhum. So this is the mindset we should have. A person's worth and value is based on his taqwa, his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.